The Labour Party presidential candidate in the 2023 elections, Peter Obi, graced the graduation ceremony of Corona School in Bagada, Lagos. Obi's attendance at the event was in response to a special invitation extended by the 11-year-old head boy, Tolu. The event, which celebrated the achievements of Primary 6 students, saw Obi serve as the special guest of honor. Writing on X, Obi commended the efforts of Corona School in nurturing responsible citizens and urged parents and teachers to continue guiding and supporting the children as they embark on their educational journey. The former Anambra State Governor expressed gratitude to Corona School for their dedication to educational excellence and shaping the minds of young Nigerians. His words: "Yesterday, Wednesday, I was delighted to honor the invitation of Tolu, an 11-year-old head boy from Corona School in Bagada, Lagos. He had taken the initiative earlier in May to invite me as the special guest of honor to their Primary 6 school graduation ceremony. I was happy to share interactive moments with the children, the future leaders of our nation. I was greatly moved by the confident expressions of their lofty dreams and aspirations in life. Their dreams are valid and will go a long way in building a better Nigeria. Building a better and conducive environment for our children to fulfill their potential and achieve their dreams has continued to fuel our passion and strengthen our resolve in the struggle for a better nation. I encourage their parents and teachers to remain exemplary guardians to the children as they grow up and throughout their lives. I recounted to them how, even as a governor, my seniors and teachers in school remained my guardians and advised me when necessary. I thank the management and staff of Corona School for their relentless efforts in raising responsible citizens of society while encouraging them to remain dedicated to educating the children. Every Nigerian child deserves a better future filled with opportunities. We remain committed to building a society where our children will live, thrive, and fulfill their potential. That is my vision of the new Nigeria, which is now very possible."